兄姐妹平安。
平安。
今天本来我们是安排萧牧师来讲道。
Normally, Pastor Shaw will be here today.
因为他有事情到以色列。
But he has to go to Israel today.
所以今天有兄弟来跟各位分享神的话。
That's why I'm here to share the God's word with you.
刚才我们听到做父亲的唱了很好听的歌。
Earlier, for the father to sing the beautiful song.
啊，这个我不知道你们有没有听懂我们唱的歌。
I don't know if you understand what we sing.
我们是唱这个赞美天父创造这个宇宙。
We sing praise God creating this beautiful world.
我们感谢神。
Please
to all. Bless every
father in here.
父亲节快乐。
Happy Father's Day.
今天在我们开始以前，我们先做个祷告。
We pray first.
亲爱父神。
Your Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
让我们有这个机会。
We can have this opportunity to be here.
在这里分享。你的话
to share your word.
求主的圣灵
Holy Spirit be with us.
来带领我们
Lead us.
让我们讲得清楚
Make us speak clearly.
翻译的也翻译得清楚
Interpret clearly.
让我们每个人都能够得到
Make everybody receive your word.
感谢主
Thanks Lord.
让祷告祈求
In Jesus name we pray.
奉耶稣基督圣名
In Jesus' name
we pray, Amen. 这个耶稣他在约旦河受洗以后
When Jesus was baptized in Jordan.
在受洗的时候
While he was baptized.
有这个圣灵从天上像仿佛鸽子降在他身上。
Holy Spirit come down on the dove descending upon him.
又有声音从天上来。
The heaven was opened, there's a sound come from heaven.
说这个是我的爱子。
Say, this is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的。
Whom I will please.
这个是在第三章。
It's in chapter 3.
那我们就接着就是开始这个第四章。
Now we're going to talk about chapter 4.
圣灵耶稣在受洗以后
After Jesus was baptized,
圣灵充满他
Holy Spirit filled him in.
圣灵带领他到旷野
Holy Spirit lead him to the desert.
受魔鬼的试探
And there's a lot of temptation.
在这试探的在这试探以前
Before the temptation came.
耶稣禁食四十天。
Jesus was fasting for 40 days.
我不晓得你们有没有禁食的经验。
I don't know if you ever fasted before.
禁食祷告。
Did you fasting and pray?
通常就是禁食一餐。
Sometimes we only fasting for one meal.
为了某件事情。
For something.
祷告。
When we pray, we fasting and pray.
有的时候我们有禁食一天。
Sometimes we fast for one day.
但是要禁食四十天。
But fast for 40 days.
恐怕一般人都来做不到。
It's not easy.
但是在圣经里面。
But in Bible.
还有一个人禁食四十天。
There's other person also fasting for 40 days.
就是摩西。
It's Moses.
摩西为什么会禁食四十天
？Why Moses fasted 40 days？
在《生命记》九章里面十八节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 9:18.
说到摩西为百姓禁食四十天。
Talk about the Moses that fasted for 40 days.
因为这个神拯救以色列民出埃及。
God saved people from get the people out of Israel. Out of Egypt, sorry.
过红海。
And go across the Red Sea.
到了旷野。
then come to the desert.
所以说把他们从一个奴隶完全解救出来。
So they freed them from the slave.
但是他们到了西乃山的时候呢？
When they come to Sinai, Sinai Mountain, Sinai.
这个摩西上这个西乃山要接收神的诫命。
When Moses come to the Sinai Mountain, receive the command.
但是这个百姓在山下一直等摩西等不来。
Well, the people are waiting on the bottom of the mountain.
他们以为摩西出了事情。
It's been a long time he didn't come down. They think Moses has some problem.
他们就造了一个金牛犊。
So they made the cow like a with gold.
就在那边敬拜这个金牛。
So they started to worship that idol.
所以神非常的愤怒。
So God became very angry.
神要把他们灭掉。
God wants to destroy them.
但是摩西他就禁食40天40昼夜。
But Moses so he fasted for 40 days.
求神来赦免这些百姓。
Ask God to forgive the people.
所以过了40天
After 40 days,
神就没有灭掉这个以色列人。
God forgave them and didn't destroy them.
所以禁止祷告在神的眼光是非常重视的。
So fast and pray, God like it.
可以改变神的心意。
So that will change God's will.
那么这里呢，我们看见耶稣。他一受洗以后就开始禁食40天。
So in here, after Jesus being baptized, he fasted for 40 days.
你们有没有想过这个40天耶稣在做什么？
Have you ever think what he's been doing during these 40 days?
圣经里面没有说耶稣的40天在做什么。
In Bible, didn't mention what Jesus did during that 40 days.
但是从耶稣这个40天以后所做所行，我们可以看出，耶稣他的40天是在做什么。
So after this 40 days, according to what Jesus did and said, so we know what he has been doing during that 40 days.
第一个就是耶稣这个从受洗以后。
First, after Jesus being baptized.
他就第一个要接受魔鬼的试探。
So he goes through the temptation from the devil.
然后呢，就要呼召门徒。
Then he called his disciples.
然后训练门徒。
Then he trained his disciples.
教训传道。
Teach and preach.
医病赶鬼。
And heal and drive the devils out.
最后走上十字架的道路。
Later he went.He was put on the cross.
死在十字架上。
Died on the cross.
3天以后复活。
After 3 days, he rose.
完成了这个救恩。
And he completed the will of the salvation.
所以我只想这40天。
I'm thinking that in this 40 days,
耶稣是在寻求神要他做什么。
Jesus was looking for what God will.
当我们受洗以后
After we've been baptized,
我们成为教会的一份子。
We become a member of the church.
我们要开始在教会敬拜侍奉。
So we start to worship God in here.
但是神对我们每一个人都有他的计划。
But God has special plan for each of us.
所以我们要清楚明白
So we have to know
神在我们每一个人身上的计划
What God's plan for each of us
你就向着这个标杆去
So we can run directly towards our goal that God set up for us
这就是耶稣基督3年半的时间能够完成主所托付他的使命
This is a mission that Jesus completed in 3.5 years.
那我们开始看这个3个试探。
So now we're going to talk about 3 temptations.
这是耶稣第一个侍奉。
the first service. The first confession. They both told Jesus,
你若是神的儿子,
if you are the son of God,
你可以把这个石头变成食物。
You can turn the stone into food.
我不晓得我们这个肚子饿的时候。
I don't know while we are hungry.
我记得我肚子非常饿的时候。
When I'm very hungry.
找到什么东西你就吃了。
I can eat anything.
没有管什么三高不三高啊。
I don't care about what he said.
什么高糖高盐什么的。
I don't care about the high sugar
耶稣禁食了四十天。
And Jesus fasted for 40 days.
你可以想这个耶稣是非常需要食物。
So you know Jesus needs food.
所以这就是魔鬼，他知道耶稣身体的需要。
So devil knows what Jesus' flesh needs.
但是耶稣的回答呢
？But Jesus responds.
他说经上记着说
，It is written.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man does not live on.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But the every word of the mouth of God.
这个经文是在生命记里面的。
This is what comes from the Deuteronomy.
神为什么对以色列民说这句话
？Why God tells Israel this word?
神为什么说对百姓说，人活着就是单靠食物，是靠神口里所。
Why God said man does not live on bread but on every word come from the mouth of God?
因为这个以色列民出了埃及到旷野。
Because the Israelites went to the desert.
旷野啊，就是耶稣这个时候的旷野，就是以色列的旷野是没有树木、没有草的。
On desert there is no trees, no grass.
只有石头跟泥土。
Only the stones and the clay.
所以他们离开埃及以后
，So after they left Egypt,
到了旷野
，When they arrived at desert,
没有什么东西吃
，There's nothing to eat.
除了石头以外，没有东西吃
，Only stones, there's nothing else.
所以神就从天上降下玛瑙
，So God gave them manna.
玛瑙我们今天是吃不到。
Now we cannot eat the manna.
玛瑙是从天上降下来。
Because that is come from God.
这个有多好啊！从天上降下来的食物。
How precious this food is.
你也不用煮饭。
We don't have to cook.
你就是等着这个天上掉下来的食物。
You just wait for the food to come from the heaven.
然后晚上有这个鹌鹑。
In the evening you have the bird. The quail. If I give you the baking pot back every day,
假如吃了三天以后
after 3 days,
恐怕你也不想吃了
maybe you don't want it anymore.
你想换换口味
you want to change something new.
吃吃上海小笼包啊
maybe you want to eat dumpling, 上海 dumpling.
台湾小吃啊
，Maybe you want some snacks from Taiwan.
或是清蒸龙利啊
，Or maybe some other seafood.
每天都吃玛瑙
，Every day they eat manna.
所以百姓就发怨言
，So the people start to complain.
那个时候，神就要摩西跟百姓说
，At that moment, God told Moses to tell the people.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man does not live on bread.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But every word comes from the mouth of the Lord.
因为那个时候这些百姓啊。
Because at that time those people.
原来的埃及是做奴隶的。
They are slaves of Egypt.
他们的心思意念作为都是奴隶的样子。
their thinking, their attitude is just like clay.
但是神拣选他们。
But God selected them.
作为神的拣选民。
God chose them to be the God's people.
要他们做君尊的祭司。
They wanted them to become the priests, honor priests.
圣洁的国民。
And the sacred people.
所以神要改变他们的心意。
So God wants to change them.
要改变他们的生活习惯。
Change their attitude of living.
所以神在西乃山颁布了十诫。
So God gave the Ten Commandments.
也颁布了许多律例、典章、制度。
And give them the decree and the law.
为的是要使以色列民成为神的选民。
Because they want Israel to become the God's people.
所以神要他们天天学习神的话。
God wants them to learn the God's word every day.
比吃还要重要。
It's more important than the food.
所以神的话是最重要的。
So the word of God is most important.
这个夏娃亚当犯的罪。
When Adam and Eve gave sin.
没有遵循神的话。
Because they didn't obey the God's word.
神跟他们说不能吃生命树的果子。
God told them don't eat the fruit of the tree, the knowledge tree of evil and good.
吃的话就必定死。
If you eat, you'll die.
但是这个魔鬼就引诱他们。
But the devil tempted them.
啊，说这个你不一定死。
It's not sure you will die if you eat that fruit.
而且你吃了眼睛就明亮。
After you eat the fruit, your eyes will be open.
可以分别善恶。
So you can recognize what is good and what is evil.
所以夏娃就已经忘了神的话。
So Eve forgot what God said.
她就吃了。
So she started to eat.
结果她就犯了罪。
So she sinned.
所以这个神的话是最重要。
God's word is very important.
神今天给我们圣经。
Today God gave us the Bible.
圣经里面有66卷圣经。
In Bible we have 66 chapters.
有人说这个什么是 Bible 呢？
The people ask what's Bible?
你说这个 Bible 是什么意思？
What Bible mean?
有人说这个 Bible 就是 basic instruction before leaving earth.
说这是最基本的生活准则。
Basic instruction before leaving earth.
这是最基本的生活准则在世上生活准则。
在我们离开世界以前的生活准则。
好，在我们离开。
那也有人说，
也有 some people and other people say，
这个圣经就像家书。
The Bible is like the family letter。
我们天父在天上。
Our Father is in heaven。
但是我们在地下。
But we are on the earth。
所以天父就像写家书一样，叫我们在地上怎么样过地上的生活。
So God wrote the letter for us from the heaven to here to teach us how to live the life.
就像做父母的。
Just like the parents.
我记得我这个到美国来念书。
When I come to America to study.
这个妈妈常常打电话来。
My mom called me very often.
啊，你要吃得好啊。
You have to eat well.
啊，你要小心啊。
Have to be careful.
反正做父母的。儿女在外面呢，就是常常打电话、email 要关心他。
Parents always care about their children when they are far away.
这就是家书。
This is a family letter.
圣经就是神叫我们在地上怎么样过生活。
Bible is tell us how to live on this earth.
所以第一个试探。
The first temptation.
耶稣的回答。
Jesus replied.
就是要我们吃饭固然是重要。
Eat is very important.
但是有比吃饭更重要。
But there's something more important than eat the food.
因为我们吃东西不会犯罪。
If when we eat, we are not going to sin.
但是当我们违背神的话。
But if we don't obey God.
我们就犯罪了。
So we that consider sin.
你记得这个犹太人以色列人在旷野。
Do you remember the Israelites on the desert?
如果你违背了十诫。
If you broke the law.
就会被石头打死。
You will be stoned to death.
这是所谓罪的工价就是死。
This is the price of death will be that.
那我们今天这个圣经这么多这么多章节。
So our Bible has so many chapters.
我们怎么可能不犯罪呢
？How can we not sin?
但是，所以我们要常常求神饶恕。
So we have to ask God often ask His forgiveness.
要我们要明白一点。
We have to understand.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
他绝对不容忍任何的罪。
He cannot accept any sin.
所以我们既然做了神的儿女。
Once we are the children of God.
我们就要天天读神的话。
We have to read the word.
要遵循神的话。
We have to obey rules.
这个第二个试探。
The second temptation.
这个第二个试探跟第三个试探，这个在马太福音跟路加福音次序正好相反。
Second, this is in John, in chapter John, they are different.
马太福音的第二个试探就是路加福音的第三个试探。
In Matthew, the second temptation in Matthew, in chapter Matthew.
马太福音的第三个试探就是路加福音的第二个试探。
In Matthew, the third temptation in Matthew.
虽然次序不同。
It's in different waters.
但是他们的内容是一样的。
But the same content.
那既然我们是念路加福音。
Right now, in chapter Luke.
那我们就到我们路加福音第二个试探。
So we go through the second chapter, the second temptation in Luke.
魔鬼带领耶稣到山顶上。
They will lead Jesus to the top of the mountain.
把万国荣华富贵都指给耶稣看。
And show what the kingdom of the world and the splendor.
然后就对耶稣说。
And tell Jesus.
你只要向我下拜。
If you all bow down to me,
这一切荣华富贵都是你的。
What the kingdom of the world and the splendor will be belong to you.
这个荣华富贵。
What is splendor?
我们先看看耶稣怎么回答。
We will say what Jesus responds.
耶稣回答说。
Jesus say.
要敬拜神。
Worship your God.
单单侍奉他。
Serve him only.
这句话也是引用《申命记》。
This also comes from Deuteronomy.
六章十三节。
From the chapter 6, verse 13.
这个也是以色列民在旷野。
This is also talk about the Israelites on the desert.
神向百姓说的话。
What God told the Israelites.
不过在那边是旷野啊。
On the desert.
哪里有什么荣华富贵？
There's no splendor at all.
那神为什么要讲这句话？
Why God told them this?
当神讲这句话的时候。
When God told them this.
接下来。
After.
这个神就要摩西对百姓说。
After the God Moses told the people,
将来你们要进迦南地。
Later you will get into the Galilee.
我要赶出那边的居民。
I will drive out the people who live in the Galilee.
或者是灭掉当地的居民。
I will destroy all the people in the Galilee.
那边的高大的城邑。
The world beautiful city.
都是你们的。
It belongs to you.
他们的房子里面有许多的美物。
They have beautiful things inside the houses.
也是你们的。
And belong to you also.
这些葡萄园、橄榄园都是你们的。
我的 vineyard and the garden of olive will belong to you too.
所以你们进入牛奶与蜜之地。
When you go to the honey and milk land.
你们会非常的享福。
You will enjoy your life.
所以我要警告你们。
That's why I'm warning you.
当你们丰衣足食。
When you have everything.
不要离开神。
Don't leave God.
要敬拜神。
You have to worship God.
侍奉神。
Serve Him.
更不能敬拜偶像。
Cannot worship idols.
这个夏娃在伊甸园啊。
When Eve in Eve in the Garden of Eden.
他看见这个生命树的果子。
He saw the fruit of the knowledge of the tree, good and the evil tree.
非常悦人的眼目。
It pleased her eyes.
是非常好看。
It's beautiful.
非常吸引她。
It's very attractive.
所以她很想得到。
So she wants to have it.
所以魔鬼就利用她这个心理啊，就引诱她犯罪。
So the devil used her desire of her flesh.
最近我在这个Time Magazine 看到一篇报道。
Recently, I read an article from Time Magazine.
它的标题呢
？The title is.
就是 Depression on Campus.
校园的忧郁症。
这边他说，今天美国的大学。
Today they talk about the colleges, universities in United States.
有三分之一的大学生有忧郁症。
One third of the students has depression.
当然，这个忧郁症是有严重有轻。
The different levels of depression.
但是这个是学校里面今天非常难以 handle 的问题。
This is a very hard for the school to handle this situation.
当一个大学生
When a college student
他对他的室友或者是朋友
When they have trouble with a friend
就问跟他的朋友说
If she asks them, tell the friend
他说我要去找这个心理辅导员
I need to see a counselor
如果在三十年前
If in 30 years before
这个你的朋友可能会这样的吗
Your friend probably will answer you like this
就是非常同情你关心
They will have compassion on you, care about you
但是今天你如果问同样的问题
But today if you ask the same question
啊，这是跟你的朋友啊讲同样的问题，说我要去找这个心理辅导。
If you just tell your friend I need to see the counselor.
你的朋友今天的回答呢
？Your friend probably will tell you.
他会说我也要去找心理辅导。
I need to see the counselor too.
所以今天啊，以前是一千个学生只要一个心理辅导。
Before 1,000, only 1,000 students need one counselor.
今天呢，有十个心理辅导员都不够。
Today, even 10 counselors is not enough.
而且，你要 make appointment 要一个礼拜、两个礼拜。
You have to make appointment on in mind.
有一个学生呢，一年级他就休学了。
One student gave up her study on the first year.
有人就问他。
Some people ask her.
他说你怎么一年级就休学
？Why you give up your study on the first year?
他说我在念高中的时候。
She said while I was in high school.
一个非常大的学校。
I was in a big school.
大家为了想进理想的大学。
Everybody was trying to get into the good university.
就是非常的努力啊，学习啊，这方面都想有好的表现。
They tried very hard to study hard and get perform very well in every area.
他说他那个时候已经差不多要崩溃了。
During that time, she almost breakthrough.
但是他终于申请到一个理想的大学。
Finally, he gets into the university.
对，他想呢，现在应该可以自由轻松了。
He said, now maybe I can be free, will be easier.
哪里想到他一进大学。
But she didn't realize when she came into the university.
又是这么竞争，大家都在紧紧张张的。
There's a lot of competition, everybody is nervous.
因为今天经济不景气。
Because now the economy is not good.
这个公司啊不太请人。
The company doesn't need so much employees.
所以你在学校一定要争取好的表现，好的成绩。
You have to get a very good score, so you will to find a good job.
大学里面学费又贵。
And the tuition in the university is very expensive as well.
她还要去打工。
So she has to take a job.
她说她受不了。
She said she cannot handle it anymore.That's why she gave up her study.
今天不但是大学生如此。
Today is not only university students like this.
即使你大学毕业找到事情。
Even you graduated from the university, you find the job.
压力也是很大。
You still have stress.
美国今天的工作时间。
Today in America, the hours of work.
在全世界是排前十名的。
It's the first ten of the whole world.
今天一个人做两份工作已经是很普通的事。
Nowadays, one person takes doing two jobs is a very common thing.
所以今天我们知道每一个人都有很多压力。
So today we know everybody has some strength.
但是这个耶稣在马太福音十一章二十八节。
So Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 11, verse 18.
担重担的人。
Whoever carries the burden.
可以到我这里来。
You can come to me.
我可以使你们得安息。
I can make you rest.
所以今天你不管有多大的压力。
Doesn't matter how much strength you have today.
你到神的家中来。
Come to the home of the God.
你把你的重担都卸给他。
Give your burdens and stress to God.
他必定会承担你的一切。
He will carry everything for you.
这个大卫在诗篇八十四篇第十节。
David mentioned in Psalm 84.
在你的宴里度一日。
In your court, live one day in your court.
甚至在别处度千日。
More than 1,000 days elsewhere.
大卫他的意思就是。
David means.
只要你来到神的殿中。
If you come to the temple of God.
即使是一天。
Even just one day.
你所得到的平安喜乐。
The joy and the peace you receive.
不是你在外面住一千日所能够得到的。
You cannot even get in the elsewhere in 1,000 days.
所以今天我们不必像这个我们眼睛所看的这个世界被他们所吸引。
So today we don't give attention to the world itself.
耶稣说
Jesus said,
你要敬拜神
you have to worship God,
经常侍奉他
serve him often
你跟神的关系越亲密
when you have a great relationship with God
你将来跟神的关系亲密一直到永远
your relationship with God that intimacy will be forever
所以世上的繁荣富贵
The splendor, the wealth of this world
都是短暂的
It's just temporary
只有在神里面在神家中
Only in God's home
你能够得到真正的平安喜乐
You can receive the real peace and joy
这个亚历山大这位 打败波斯帝国的亚历山大。
亚历山大。
他20岁就统领所有的军队。
When he was 20 years old, he needed a big army.
他战无不胜。
He always his victory over the time.
他没有打过败仗。
He never killed the battles.
他很快的就建立了希腊帝国。
He built up the Greek very quickly.
他不太重视国内的管理。
He doesn't pay much attention about how to manage his own country.
他就是把他的精力都向外扩展。
He put more attention to the other world, other countries.
但是他很可惜。
Thank you for me.
他32岁。32岁的时候。
When he turned 32 years old.
得了热病。
He gets the fever.
10天以后他就过世了。
After 10 days, he died.
他死以前
before she died,
他向他的部下说
she told his general,
你们把我的棺材带到这个埋葬的地方以前
before you bury me,
你要把我的手摆在棺材外面
you have to put my hand out of the coffin,
让世人看见。
So let the people say.
我虽然是那个时候希腊帝国是等于是全世界。
At that moment, the Greek was very powerful, just like the symbol of the world.
是全世界的王。
I'm the king of the whole world.
我拥有所有的财富。
I have world wealth.
但是我今天。
But today.
我的手。是空空的离开这个世界。
But I left the world with empty hands.
他说：“你们要把我的钱财沿着这个路撒在地上。
”He said, "You have to throw my money around the road."
因为我带不走。
Because I cannot take it with me.
所以我们的眼光要看见永恒的。
So that's why our eyes have to focus on the eternity.
所以耶稣说
Jesus said,
荣华富贵不能吸引我。
The splendor cannot attract me.
敬拜神侍奉神才是永远。
Worship God, serve God, that is eternal.
好，我们再看第三个试探。
The third temptation.
第三个试探是魔鬼。带领耶稣到这个殿里上。
The devil needs Jesus to the top of the temple.
向这个耶稣说。
He told Jesus.
你从这个殿顶上跳下去。
You can jump off this temple.
神会派使者拖住你的脚，不会碰在石头上。
God will send his angel.To protect you, so your foot will not strike on any stone.
耶稣对他说
Jesus said,
不可试探神。
Don't test your God.
魔鬼也是引用圣经的话。
Devil used the word from the Bible.
是用诗篇91篇。
Use Psalm 91.
诗篇91篇说，神会差派他的使者。拖住你的脚，不会碰在石头上。
Psalm 91 says, God will send his angels to protect you, so your foot will not strike on the stone.
这是摩西讲的话。
This is from Moses.
在诗篇里面有几篇是摩西的诗篇。
In Psalm, there's a few from Moses.
摩西因为他经历到神的大能。
Because Moses experienced the power of God.
从打败这个法老。
After he won the Pharaoh's side.
经过红海。
Go through the Red Sea.
在旷野。
In the desert.
神怎么样带领保护他们
？How God lead him, protected them.
所以他说。
That's why he said.
神会派他的使者保护。
That's why he said God will send his angels to protect us.
但是这个魔鬼呢？
But devil.
他 说你从殿顶下跳下去。
The devil said if you jump off from the top of the temple.
圣经没有说你从殿顶上跳下去。
Bible didn't say this.
这是魔鬼自己加的。
This is a devil idea, this verse.
就像魔鬼引诱亚娃夏娃的时候说你不一定死。
Just like the serpent told Eve, said you're not sure you're going to die.
所以耶稣说你不可试探神。
That's why Jesus responded, "Don't test your God."
这个不可试探神的意思。
Don't test your God means.
就是对神没有信心。
That means they don't have enough faith in God.
耶稣引用《生命》第六章十六节的话。
Jesus used the semicolon.
六章十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 16.
啊，神对摩西说：“你跟百姓说，不要试探神。”
God told Moses, "Tell the people, don't test your God."
因为那个时候他们离开埃及。
Because that time they left Egypt.
在旷野没有水喝。
In desert, they don't have water to drink.
所以他们就发怨言。
That's why they start to complain.
他们说神在哪里呢？
They said, where is God?
我们的神为什么不供应我们的水啊？
Why God don't provide the water for us?
要把我们渴死在旷野。
We will be thirsty to die.
神虽然吩咐摩西击打磐石。
God told Moses to strike the stone rock.
那水就从磐石流出来。
The water come out through the rock.
但是神对百姓说。
God told people.
不可试探神。
Don't test your Lord.
所以我们这个每一个人。都有神在我们身上的计划和作为。
Every one of us, God has planned for us.
我们都会面临许多的困难。
We will face a lot of difficulties and challenges.
当你说
When you say,
神啊，你为什么让我遭遇这么大的苦难？
When you say, Why God, why you let me go through such difficulties?
为什么别人这么好？
Why is other people so good?
为什么偏偏是我这么惨呢？
Why am I have to suffer with it?
这就是试探神。
This is test for God.
因为不论是在任何的困难，
Doesn't matter what circumstances you are in.
你只要来到神的面前，
If you come to God,
向他祈求。
Ask him.
他必定会保守你。
He will bless you.
会为你开一条出路。
He will open the way for you.
但是我们千万不能试探神。
We should not test God. Never test him God.
我最近也看到一篇报道。
I read the other article.
纽约有一个大学生。
In New York, there is one college student.
大学一个大学女孩子
is a girl from the college.
她大学毕业以后
after she graduated from the university,
她要到非洲去传道
she decided she's going to preach in Africa.
那么一般人的看法
in common people think,
你要传道为什么不到中国啊东南亚啊这些中国人多的地方去啊
The people will think why don't you go to China, go to Southeast Asia to preach the God's word.
这个非洲还有很多会吃人的部落。
In Africa, there's some area that still eat human.
有很多野兽。
There are lots of wild animals.
难道你真的要去吗？
Are you sure you want to go to Africa?
这位大学女生，毕业女生呢？
This girl said.
她所看到的不是我们所看的。
What she can say is not we can say.
她所看到的是灵里的眼睛所看到的。
She saw the things through through the spiritual eyes.
他天天能够与主在一起。
He can be with God every day.
他的心就得到满足。
He will receive the satisfaction from God.
因为他知道他今天能够为主服侍一天。
He thinks he can serve God for one day.
他就满足了。
He will be satisfied.
因为他知道他将来。
Because she knows her future.
是永远的与主在一起。
She will be with God forever.
这是不是平常的眼见所看的。
This is not common eye can see this.
是凭着他的灵敏看见神的呼召。
So she obeyed God's calling.
我们前一阵子去那个参加美东的特会。
Before we went to the special event in the other church,
我们看见一部电影。
We saw the movie.
上一次子阳他领会的时候也稍微提到。
Last time, 子阳 also mentioned this movie.
这位姊妹。
This sister.
她过得很清苦的生活。
She lived very simple and difficult life.
但是她很快乐。
But she's very happy.
她还天天去照顾一个不能行动的一个姐妹。
Every day she takes care of somebody else who cannot move.
天天跟她一起唱歌祷告。
Every day she stands with her and prays with her.
让那位姊妹。
Let the other lady.
虽然不能够行动。
Even she cannot move.
但也是非常的喜乐。
But she received the joy.
这个这位姐妹呢。
This sister.
她碰到什么人都在讲耶稣基督的救恩。
She will preach to every person that she met.
她也感动了许多人。
She touched many people's heart.
所以我们看了这部电影非常的感动。
After we saw this movie, we are very touched.
我们邀请这个肖牧师七月二十二号来的时候。
We asked the pastor Xiao when he come on July 22nd.
他会把那部电影带来放给我们看。
He will bring the movie to us and show to us.
所以这个世界上有许多的很好的见证。
In this world, there is a lot of beautiful testimony.
我们借着今天的三个试探。
Through this three temptations.
神按着他的形象样式造了夏娃亚当。
God made Adam and Eve in His image.
但是夏娃亚当这么容易就被魔鬼打败了。
But Adam and Eve destroyed by the devil.
顺从了魔鬼。
And they obey the devil.
违背了神。
Against God.
神虽然把他们赶出伊甸园。
God drives them out of Eden.
但是神却希望这些有罪的人类能够再回到神的家中。
But God wants every sinner come back to Him.
这就是为什么耶稣。拆开他的独生爱子耶稣基督到世上来。
That's why God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, in this world.
死在十字架上。
Died on the cross.
为的就是要洗净我们一切的罪过。
Use His blood to clean our sins.
我们才能够与神和好。
So we can reconcile with God.
成为神家中的人。
Become member of God.In the family of God's home.
所以神借着耶稣这三个试探。
And God uses three temptations.
叫耶稣来教导我们。
Let Jesus teach us.
怎么样来战胜魔鬼。
How to be victorious.
我们今天看见这个特选经文。
Today we read the scripture.
肉体的情欲。
The sinful of flesh.
眼目的情欲。
The desire of eyes.
还有 今生的骄傲。
The other the fight of the
就是魔鬼攻击我们的，最容易攻击我们的三个。
This is easy for the devil to destroy us through this three temptations.
神不愿意我们像夏娃亚当。
God don't want us to become like Adam and Eve.
神都希望我们能够永远跟他在一起。
God wants us to be with him always.
但是他是圣洁的。
He is holy.
他绝对不容许罪在我们身上。
He does not allow any sin on us.
所以耶稣受洗以后的第一个侍奉
After Jesus Christ being baptized, his first service
is 就是接受魔鬼三个试探
And he received this three temptations
为了是教导我们
And to teach us
怎么样来打倒魔鬼的任何的诱试探
How to against the devil
让我们能够跟主有密切的关系
so we can have the good relationship with God
所以我们就借着读经祷告侍奉
so we can through the reading the Bible pray and serve God
圣灵充满我们
let the Holy Spirit to fill in us
我们就能够打败魔鬼的一切试探与攻击
so we will be victorious against the devil
因为魔鬼知道他最后的结局就是在火堆里。
Because the devil knows his end will be in the fire of lake.
所以他想尽办法要破坏我们跟神的关系。
So they will try his best to destroy the relationship between man and God.
但是我们靠着圣灵的保护。
But through the Holy Spirit.
借着读经、祷告、侍奉
，through read the Bible, pray and serve God，
让圣灵来战胜魔鬼的一切假扮。
So the Holy Spirit will against all the evils of devil。
这样子，我们不但在今生能够享受神的一切丰盛。
So not only this life we can enjoy the abundant life of God。
永远的享受神的福分。
So we can enjoy the blessing forever from God.
祝福，愿神祝福今天做父亲们。
May God bless every father.
有神丰盛的恩典。
With God's abundant mercy.
建立一个幸福美满的家。
Build a beautiful happy family.
谢谢。
Thanks.